Hello again, everyone, and welcome to Triple E's Education Empowerment Entrepreneurship. Today's guest is Agnes Paula Muhala. How are you, Miss Agnes?
I'm very well, thank you, sir.
Good, good. So let me tell my audience and listeners a little bit about you. Agnes is an entrepreneurial educator with a passion for women's empowerment. She has worked in women's microfinance training and staff development around the world with a focus on increasing economic empowerment for women. In the recent past, she has provided training to healthcare professionals on intersections of domestic violence and taught a college level course on social justice work in an integral part of one's career life. Since 2000, Agnes has dedicated herself to the full-time development of the World of Beautiful Things, a platform for vendors to market their skills and creations, and furthermore, work with partners, vendors, to grow into their best lives. Welcome, Miss Agnes.
Thank you.
So I have a few questions, and I'm going to dig right in because I love this business you're in. So I want to start out by asking, what's your business?
Our business is called Kekoa, Kekoa Cleaning, LLC, and we are recently formed, but we're actually a group of people who are very like-minded, have been working on this series of ideas of empowerment for many years. It's based out of Albany. Four of us is a... One of us is an infectious control nurse. One of us has lots and lots of years of experience in hospital management. Another one of us has worked for many years on floor care, and myself. We are all very interested in using our skills to empower others.
What service do you provide in your business?
A series of cleaning and disinfection services.
Okay.
Disinfection being the season of this... that we are living in, what we work on COVID-19 disinfection. We use products and methods that are approved by the CDC. We use chemicals. We apply and clean your surfaces within a manner that will destroy that virus. So offer a variety of cleaning services, deep cleaning, regular home and office cleaning, attentive to the environment and to the customers who we serve.
Who's your clientele? What type of customers? Commercial, residential, private organizations, etc.?
Oh, we serve anybody who knocks the door. If you want to call us today or whenever you hear this, we are offering a special right now. All you have to do is mention in your interaction with us that you heard us on this radio program. And we'll be happy to give you a 10% discount. We serve commercial entities. We are fully insured and bonded. We also serve homes. We are actually in the process of speaking with an organization that runs group homes. So we run organizations that provide residential services as well. So really, we haven't run into anyone who we can't help yet. So please feel free to reach out to us.
Why did you decide to go into this business, which is a much needed service and business?
Well, first reason is just it's a much needed service, and it's much needed because, among other things, it's challenging. And not a lot of people have as their favorite activity to do cleaning, while a lot of people have the skills to do. Additionally, we want to work on developing people's skills in a way that expands them with the skills that they have. So we found that in the communities we are working with, there are people who have not a whole lot of education in the traditional sense, or who are working at it but need some means to earn an income. So this is a way to combine skills that people already have. You know, while people are cleaning, as an employee of ours or a person who's interacting with Kekoa, you pick up a number of skills. We work on developing you as a person. We're not just sending you out to work and come back.
So now, are you a corporation or an LLC?
We're an LLC, which is a New York State Limited Liability Corporation. So we have all the protections for yourself as an employee and a customer. You have all the protections of interacting with a corporation.
Speaking of that, employees, how many employees do you currently have? And are you looking for more?
We are always looking for employees. We right now are working with subcontractors and contractors. depending on how many jobs we have, we can have up to 8 to 12 people working at a time, and on a job. And we have no full-time employees yet, but we're looking to develop those. So if you're looking for work, please contact us, because we'd like to work with you. We're also looking for people to do sales work. And again, as we said, as I said earlier, we work to develop people. So there's room for ownership in the company.
What type of background do you need and qualifications to work for your company?
That's something that I really love to answer. Really, are you a person of integrity? Are you a person who's willing to learn? And are you a person who's willing to work? That's all we need. We can work with you from then on.
Now, when you start out a business, there's always the first thing is financial challenges, you know, and how you're going to get the finance to your business for equipment and all the things you need to start a business. So how have you guys managed to navigate that? Are you getting loans, grants, or are you using your own money?
We're doing a combination of all those. Right now, we haven't taken any loans, but depending on how big and how fast we grow, we're probably going to need a loan. We have some grants, both from community members and individuals who are believe in the idea, Cocoa. We also have just taken a lot of sweat equity and put in, both our own and that of other businesses who are working in areas that are of interest or in partnership with us. We work, for example, with somebody who does floors, and when we find work, we have him go do the floors, and when he finds work, we go and do the cleaning. So we are not only using money to grow, we're using our relationships, and we're constantly building new ones. We'd be happy to hear anyone who thinks they can partner with us. We'd be happy to talk.
So is your business locally, regionally, or how far geographically do you go in terms of, providing services?
Well, at this time, we have customers in the Capital District area. We also have some customers in the Westchester County area. However, interest also, and maybe we'll have a customer in a few weeks in the Rochester area. So we are open to anywhere in New York State that we can find work and find workers.
Okay. So what's your background in terms of family, educational background? Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, before that, I've done a variety of things. Life being what it is, had to move around.
Amen. Say that again. Yeah. We have to be a jack of all trades and a master of none.
In fact, that's what brings me to this work, realizing that people's lives change a lot and we need to be ready to move and change with our skill sets. The COVID crisis has definitely shown that out. Well, I started working years ago in economic development work. I've always been drawn in some way to helping people become economically independent. As a young person, I thought I would work in banking. And I did some work in banking, actually, and became more interested in how people make their financial decisions. And I moved more into international development and social change, which is really how people make financial decisions in ways that are hardly related to money. People make decisions based on what their immediate needs are and the needs of the people they care about are. Okay. Their personal safety and issues like that. So I've come to here to Cocoa with a bunch of like-minded people to see how we can make it possible for people to develop the skills they have in a safe way, in a way that they can grow as people, as well as, you know, chasing money, which is, we need money to live, but money should not be the only reason we live. Many times people are forced to be like that and are therefore very unhappy. And apart from that, very underutilized.
Tell people how they get involved with you, how they reach out to your business,
Well, the best way to reach us is, I'd love you to go to our website, is cocoacleaning.com. I'd love you to look at our Facebook page, again, Cocoa Cleaning. And you can call us at 518-698-9476. But really the best way is to send us email or go to our website and write us a note.
Thank you so much, Ms. Agnes, telling everybody about this business and letting them know that you are providing a service that's really making a difference in the community.
Thank you.
Remember this, watch your thoughts, for they become your words. Watch your words, for they become your actions. Watch your actions, for they become your habits. And you better watch your habits, for they become your character. Watch your character, for it becomes your destiny. And I only want a destiny of love, happiness, and health and success. I love you. God loves you. And it ain't nothing you can do about it. Until next time, folks, don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference. This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, your overcoming adversity specialist, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe.